Good morning. It's February 28th, 2011. The time is 11:51 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here in upstate New York, and I am currently listening to the ongoing spacewalk that is taking place. It's been going on for about an hour and a half now. I guess they have a total of 6.5 hours for this spacewalk. I was up early to try and capture the morning wake-up for the Space Shuttle Discovery and International Space Station. I got the last three that were broadcast via Ustream by NASA. I'm going to try today and see if I can see if there's a capture that from another location here on the internet, if it pops up, just to have it, the ongoing Discovery morning wake-ups on Audioboo. But currently I'm listening to a spacewalk that is going on, STS EVA-1 spacewalk, where astronauts and mission specialists Steve Bowen and Alvin Drew are currently outside the space station and Space Shuttle Discovery, conducting a spacewalk where their objectives will be to install an extension cable, which I think they've just finished doing, but also to install a pump module, vent tool, a camera wedge, and an extension to the mobile transport rail. The pair outside the complex will also relocate a tool stanchion, store a failed pump module, and participate in experiments to be exposed to the space. Now, Bowen and Drew mark being the 200th and 201st humans to walk in space, which I think is pretty amazing that there's only been 201 spacewalks with the United States, Russia, with all the space missions that have transpired between the two space agencies. But one of the experiments that's going to take place during this, when they wrap up the spacewalk, will be to include what is known as Japanese message-in-a-bottle experiment. And what that is, I think I find it very interesting, is they will be exposing a metal canister to capture the vacuum of space. And with that, this bottle, message in a bottle, is for the Japanese Space Agency, and what they will be doing, it will be brought back to Earth, and the bottle will remain sealed. And what it will do is, I guess the Japanese Aeronautic Space Agency, what is that? The Japanese Space Agency will have it hit the museum circuit to provide what they're dubbing as a conduit between humans and space. I just think that's neat. Bring back a bottle of space. Sort of like going to the beach during the summer and you open a bottle, and during the wintertime you can say you got a little bit of the beach and you can look at during the wintertime. The spacewalk will end right around 4:48 p.m. Central Time, so that's about 5:48 Eastern Standard Time. And during the spacewalk, other crews will be transferring the cargo that was delivered by the Space Shuttle Discovery. Cargo transfers begin almost immediately after the shuttle crew arrive, and at the space station, and will continue throughout the docking part of the mission until completed. There's a lot of stuff they brought up because prior to the Space Shuttle Discovery, there was a cargo module from the European Space Agency that was being delivered. So I will have a link in the comment section here of what's going on, of a very interesting YouTube. And if you can catch it on Ustream. You all have a good Tuesday. Ciao for now.